You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report the arrest of Jacoby Stanley, age 27, of 307 Cox Lane, who was booked for home invasion, simple robbery, criminal damage to property, as well as outstanding bench warrants. City Police report the arrest of Gavin Green, age 22, of 203 Goodwill Road, booked for possession Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, possession of a legend drug, and driving under suspension. And City Police booked one motorist for DWI and driving the wrong way on a one-way street. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists that the I-49 southbound off-ramp to Kings Highway in Shreveport will be closed today with intermittent closures, as well as the I-49 southbound off-ramp to 70th Street. Saturday, the I-49 southbound off-ramp to Hollywood and Piermont will be closed. The intermittent ramp closures will take place in 30-minute increments from around 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. each day, weather permitting. 30% chance for showers today, high 86, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Increasing clouds overnight, low 69, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance of showers Saturday, high 89, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy Saturday night, low near 70, south wind 10 miles an hour. 30% chance of showers Sunday, high 87, 30% Sunday night, low 67, and that's the forecast. The Webster Parish School Board personnel report for the month of May new hires includes Jerry Lee, new school board member, Kamisha Barrier, paraprofessional North Webster High, open position, effective March 31st, Kimberly Kurtz, paraprofessional at Phillips, effective March 19th, Jacob Stewart, temporary authority to teach for a year only at Minden High, effective April 24th. One update from termination to a resignation, Justin Richardson, bus driver at Lakeside, effective March 9th. Contractors for the Bossier Parish Police Jury will be putting the finishing touches on replacing asphalt roads that will be repaired or completely reconstructed after damage caused by the floods of 2015 and 2016. Bossier Parish engineer Eric Hudson told the police jury on Wednesday that after bids are accepted on the final group of four roads, a three-year effort to reconstruct approximately 30 parish roads will be completed. The final task orders will be worked out by contractors, and that will finish the roughly $32 million worth of work on the FEMA projects, Hudson stated. Repair and reconstruction of flood-damaged roads, primarily in South Bossier, began in August of 2021. Money for repair of the flood-damaged asphalt roads came from the Federal Emergency Management Agency after Bossier Parish successfully appealed to a federal panel following a series of denials by the agency. Hudson also told jurors the Highway Department has already completed three projects as part of the Parish 2023 overlay program. Work on the overlay program will continue in earnest as weather permits. During the Wednesday meeting, the Bossier Police Jury authorized advertising for bids for the official journal for the police jury for July 1, 2023 through June 30, 2024, adopted an ordinance prohibiting parking of vehicles on Jamestown Boulevard between Newport Lane and Ansley Circle, scheduled a public hearing on June 7th to hear approval of a plat of proposed development of Royal K Subdivision off Ryan Road, approval of a plat of proposed development of the Cypress Bay Subdivision off Leeward Cove, consider approval of a plat of proposed development of 6 Mile Hill Subdivision off Linton Road, approval of a plat of proposed development of the Tubbs Subdivision off Highway 3. Also accepted a report on a meeting of the Road Subdivision Regulations Committee with a discussion of the traffic flow on Palmetto Road at Cypress Baptist Church, approved a request for a variance to allow a structure be built below road surface level at 135 Lakewood Point, adopted a resolution proclaiming May 22nd as National Maritime Day, adopted a resolution declaring adjudicated property as surplus and approved redemption by the adjoining property owner, approved an application of Ted Hansen for the renewal of 2023 Bossier beer liquor license at Green Park Cafe on Green Park Road, authorized the Bossier police jury to enter into a lease agreement with Impressa Operating to lease certain mineral interests covering portions of Butler Hill Road, Bob White Lane, and Voss Road, adopted a resolution authorizing the parish administrator or president to execute documents in connection with funding through the water sector program, a resolution approving the issuance, sale, and delivery of limited tax bonds for South Bossier Fire District 2, approved a change order for the Bobby Bird Ditch Drainage Improvements Project, accepted streets and drainage in the Waterford Lake Subdivision, accepted streets and drainage in the Willow Heights Subdivision, and accepted sewer main improvements in the Willow Heights Subdivision, accepted a proposal from Cross Keys Construction for ditch improvements on Sunrise Point in the Forest Hills Subdivision, accepted a proposal from James Martin Building and Remodeling for ditch improvements at Taylor's Bend and Platt Road in Marywood Subdivision, approved a supplemental agreement with Beast Engineering for resident inspection services, approved a supplemental agreement with Civil Design Group for additional topographic surveying services for construction of new public boat launch facility at Parish Camp, approved general conditions for a letter of agreement with Volkert Incorporated for Sligo Road Extension Improvements Phase 2, the Arthur Ray Teague Overlay Project. A Lake Bistineau Spring Paddle event is scheduled for Saturday. You're invited to bring your kayak, canoe, or pirogue for a 5-mile adventure on Lake Bistineau. Rentals will also be available on a first-come, first-served basis. For information on rentals or more, call 318-403-3440 or 318-732-9533. The meeting will take place at the boat launch at Lake Bistineau State Park on State Park Road. Check-in is at 8 o'clock. There will be a safety instruction at 8:30, and the launch starts at 9 a.m. with a fish fry after the paddle event. The Mount Lebanon Historical Society Spring Festival is Saturday from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. in the Stagecoach Trail Museum south of Gippsland. The country store at the museum will be serving up gourmet hot dogs, snacks, desserts, and soft drinks. There'll be cake walks, music, silent auction, as well as a drawing for a 12-foot outdoor cook trailer that includes a grill, smoker, and 3 4-gallon fryers. Tickets to win are $20 each or 3 for $50. The drawing will be at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Proceeds will benefit the Mount Lebanon Museum. To buy tickets in advance, you can call 318-843-4051. The Seeds Women's Center annual Birdies for Babies Golf Tournament 4-man scramble event is scheduled for May 13th at Pine Hills Country Club. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. Warm-up at 8 a.m. Tee-off time is 8:30 a.m. Admission $100 per player or $400 per team. To sign up, call 639-0907. Revival services are scheduled for May 8th through 10th, 7 o'clock each evening at St. Rest Baptist Church on East Union. Reverend Mariko Billups of Jacksonville, Florida, is the guest evangelist. A Men and Women's Day service is scheduled for May 21st, 11:30 a.m. at Mount Olive Baptist Church. Speakers include Geneva Hill of the Pfizer Memorial Church of God in Christ in Ringgold, and Reverend Charlie West of the Hopewell Baptist Church in Dubberly. The pastor is Roy Glenn Edwards. And the first pastor anniversary for John Fincher Jr. is scheduled for June 4th at 2:30 p.m. at the Hopewell Baptist Church in Cotton Valley. Guest speaker, Reverend Alvin Shelton of the Union Grove Baptist Church. A graveside service for Semino Rogers, age 39, is scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the Newsom Cemetery. A visitation is today, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions with convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville. Call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers begin with a 377 prefix, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted, a 68 to 72 model Chevy pickup. They're at 349-5937. Wanted, a 68 to 72 Chevy pickup. 349-5937. Wanted, two rear wheels. Rear wheels for a Ford tractor, 14.9 by 2880. They're at 843-6312. Wanted, two 14.9 by 2880 rear wheels for a Ford tractor, 843-6312. Wanted, an adult tricycle, 518-2432. Wanted, an adult size tricycle, call 518-2432. For sale, an electric emission gas stove, call 288-1460. They may mean an electric ignition gas stove, but the number to call, 288-1460. Wanted, a box-type TV, 371-1838. Wanted, a box TV, they're at 371-1838. Beehives for sale for $210 each at 562-0887. They have beehives for sale, $210 each, 562-0887. Garage sale today and Saturday, 487 and 490 Summersby Drive. That's a garage sale today and Saturday going on at 487 Summersby and at 490 Summersby. Fresh eggs for sale, 780-2405. That's fresh eggs for sale. Call 780-2405. Wanted, someone to print pictures on t-shirts. Call 422-1210. Wanted, someone who can print pictures onto t-shirts. 422-1210. Yard eggs for sale, $5 a dozen. $7 for 18 at 840-5676. That's yard eggs for sale. $5 a dozen or $7 for 18 at 840-5676. For sale, a boy's 10-speed bike for $50. Go-kart for $275, a 2015 Ford Fiesta for $8,500, and a 2012 Honda Civic for $5,250. Call 268-2634. For sale, a boys 10-speed bike, $50. A go-kart for $275. 2015 Ford Fiesta for $8,500. And a 2012 Honda Civic, $5,250. All at 268-2634. They have a human hair wig for sale for $200. Call 390-2167. A human hair wig, $200, 390-2167.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.